From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation says there is no indication yet the gunman who killed 49 people in an Orlando nightclub early Sunday was directed from outside the U.S. or part of a network. James Comey said investigators are confident so far that Omar Mateen was inspired by jihadists and radicalized online.
There are strong indications of radicalization by this killer and of potential inspiration by foreign terrorist organizations. We are spending a tremendous amount of time, as you would imagine, trying to understand every moment of this killer's path to that terrible night in Orlando, to understand his motives and to understand the details of his life.
The 29-year-old son of Afghan immigrants was shot and killed by police after a three-hour standoff. President Obama will visit Orlando Thursday. The shooting has impacted U.S. presidential politics, with presumptive Republican Party candidate Donald Trump proposing a suspension of immigration from countries with a proven record of terrorism.
And although the pause is temporary, we must find out what is going on. We have to do it.
His likely Democratic rival, Hillary Clinton, said while Mateen is dead, the virus that poisoned his mind lives on.
And we must attack it with clear eyes, steady hands, unwavering determination, and pride in our country and our values.
But she warned against demonizing all Muslims, called for tougher gun safety measures. The governments of Eritrea and Ethiopia traded accusations Monday, accusing each other of starting border clashes, a reminder of an unresolved boundary dispute that led to war more than a decade ago. An Ethiopian government spokesman said there were significant casualties on both sides Sunday. COM reported restored Monday. Eritrea won independence from Ethiopia in 1991. This is VOA News. A Syrian rights group said an Islamic State counterattack advancing Syrian government forces near the IS-held Tabqa airport left nearly 30 fighters on both sides dead. Tabqa lies east of the U.S. of the IS de facto capital of Raqqa. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke by phone again with his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, about the tattered cessation of hostilities in Syria. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
And the fact that it continues to be violated in multiple places around Aleppo, Deraa, and Latakia, and the fact that we still contend, and we have seen that the vast majority of these violations are being committed by the regime.
Toner said while Syria is going after terror groups like Nusra that are not covered by the cessation, they also continue attacking groups protected by it. Britain's Labour Party leader is expected to endorse the Remain campaign Tuesday to stay within the European Union, Jeremy Corbyn being joined by several large trade unions. Meanwhile, former Labour Prime Minister Gordon Brown Monday argued close cooperation with Britain's neighbours is vital in dealing with problems like extremism.
Terrorism is now a cross-border operation. And if you're going to deal with a cross-border operation, you need cross-border coordination. And you cannot solve the problem of tackling both terrorism and the causes of terrorism unless you're prepared to act with your neighbors.
New polls suggest growing support for the Leave campaign ahead of the June 23rd referendum. In Turkey Monday, another car bombing at a town in the country's mainly Kurdish southeast that wounded at least 9 people. The blast occurred near a housing block for civil servants working at a courthouse. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but comes a week after 2 car bombings killed 17. A curfew has been declared along the Pakistan-Afghan border following clashes at a border crossing that killed an Afghan guard and wounded several other people, including civilians. Both sides blame the other for the incident. A ceasefire has been arranged. Pakistani fencing at the disputed border has been opposed by Afghanistan. At least one soldier was killed, several security force personnel wounded in an attack on a police post in northern Uganda. The attack Sunday comes amid lingering political tensions following the February re-election of longtime leader Yoweri Museveni. Opposition leader Kizza Besigye remains imprisoned after claiming victory. He's been charged with treason. The military has detained dozens of soldiers and officers under suspicion of subversion. U.S. scientists have discovered the largest planet outside our solar system that orbits 2 suns. The planet is described as about the size of Jupiter and takes more than 1,100 Earth days to orbit both stars. It's about 3,700 light years away from Earth, each light year equaling nearly 6 trillion miles. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.